before it turns sharply colder. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Hear that sound? You know what that means. Every year about this time, the Salvation Army is taking it to the streets, ringing the bell and asking you to come fill up the red kettle. The money you donate goes to help some folks in the river region that might not have a Merry Christmas. And bell ringers are needed. Call Lieutenant Brian Farrington, 334-265-0281, and he'll tell you how you can help the Salvation Army this Christmas season. Call 334-265-0281. Become a volunteer bell ringer today.
Hey, yeah. You know that feller over there?
No, but his face rings a bell. Call the Salvation Army, 334-265-0281.
Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, we're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
So you finished school and you've got your whole life ahead of you. You're probably asking yourself, what am I going to do with the rest of my life?
What am I going to do with the rest of my life?
Your dad says,
you got greasy hair, sideburns, and you jump around all the time. You'll never amount to anything.
Well, he's wrong. You can always go to the Elvis Training Institute. That's right. In just a few short weeks, the skilled staff at ETI can transform you into a reasonable facsimile of the King of Rock and Roll. You'll receive training in the King's speech patterns.
Okay, class, let's try it again. Repeat after me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Better, but it still needs work.
You will learn the famous Elvis sneer.
All right, now just pretend you locked in a tiny room with a guy just eat a whole plate full of beans. See? Them lips will curl up by the cell.
You learn how to order in restaurants.
Is monsieur ready to order?
Oh, yes, sir. I just have the cheese pizza smothered in Twinkies and jelly donuts, and I'll side order a chocolate cake, please, sir. Like it.
And ETI even takes you to the last days of the King with our advanced course in dying and falling off the toilet.
Oh, no.
Okay, go! Okay, try it again. Only this time, make the eyes bulge out a little bit more, okay? Go!
So call ETI today. Call 1-800-466-3294. That's 1-800-HOUND-DOG.
Or call today. You'll be glad you did. Oh, you really will. And by the way, when you get through calling them, how about calling Domino's and have us send over a couple of cheese pizzas?
Yes,
well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
From our super secret studios. Oh, they're next to the Quickie Mart where Apu will sell you a squishy if the price is right. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. It's the 60-minute program. where you get all sorts of information, good information, free. And it's good information about something everybody's got on their mind. And I'm talking about, of course, you're a little slow there, yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. So now let's go to our host, the man, he's the host with the most. He's the guru of your greenbacks. The money man with the money plan, ladies and gentlemen, right here in color, live on a Friday night. It's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. Yes,
yes sir.
We're live on a Friday night. How about that?
And let me just start out. Couple of things. Maybe I forgot to tell Grasshopper we were going to be here tonight.
Maybe.
And if I did, I'm sorry. And if you know, I mean, it ain't like we didn't want you here.
No.
But and don't feel like you got to come now.
Now we got to man the phones ourselves.
But that it'll be okay. Yeah, we've done it before. But you are missed. You and Grasshopper Popper, we're missing both of y'all.
Absolutely.
I hope nothing has befallen them.
No.
Because they live on a dirt road.
Well.
Because you never anything bad ever happened on dirt road.
I know. They've written many a song.
A lot of stuff in the Bible happened on a dirt road. I'm going to tell you. Noah and them, they lived on a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
Had that big thing down there.
Yeah.
And another thing, the Elvis thing you just heard, I found that on a reel-to-reel tape. The other voice in there.
Was it real?
It was a real reel-to-reel. But the other voice, it may have been a faux reel. I don't know. Okay. It was faux reel. It was real.
It was faux reel.
But the other voice on there is Larry Stevens.
Really?
That bit, as I call them bits, that bit is 28 years old. We produced that at Y102 in 1991. And you notice it sounded a little different.
Mm-hmm.
It was all produced on tape.
That was the good stuff.
Well, you can't. It's not around radio stations much anymore.
Uh-uh.
But everything now is digital, and it sounds a little crisper. I did work on that a little bit to kind of. It is real kind of high and tinny, and I put some bass.
Maybe
stuff
it'll
in
come
it.
Back. Vinyl Records coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, yesterday our friend Wendell J.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic Meister himself, he calls me into the studio to, hey man, come check this out. He had been to someplace over at Opelika. I saw. Ad for it on our news story, and they sell old records. It's not the new old records; it's the old records.
That's amazing.
And I hope he had some sort of a what do you call it escort, because he had some gold with it.
Those probably very expensive.
I think he shelled out a couple of bucks for him, but he had been over there to get you know, old radio guys. We're like that. Like some guys are buy cars and guns and stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, of course, I don't think he's going to hold up a liquor store with that 45 that he had.
No, hope not.
But that's what's going on this evening, and we had planned to talk a little bit about Elvis,
and still will.
It led into another idea because you know the king is gone.
Yes.
The king is gone.
That's right.
He's gone on to rock
and
roll.
And he's left behind a legacy.
Well, you know, you think about it, though. One time, it wasn't that much of a legacy.
No, it wasn't.
But then, you know, you pick it up here. You know more about it.
Oh, well, that's the reason why tonight's show is, what will you leave behind? We know that Elvis left behind a legacy, but in the beginning, it was very, very, very weak. Very weak. Why? Because he didn't plan the way he should have. The government got about 50% of everything he had.
What do they think? They're Colonel Tom or something?
Mm-hmm. Well,
and,
you know, they...
And, you know, he just kind of vanished. I think he went back to hell from whence he came. I mean, because he was not the best manager in the world, you know.
Well, I mean, he didn't have Elvis anymore.
No, he just slunk away. I'm sure
that's right.
Surely he's dead by now.
And I know this is not the most uplifting topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody loved Elvis, and everybody loves themselves, hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, and their family, and their, you know, church, and all their friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not many people choose to think about their inevitable departure from this earth.
Well, it's a downer, man.
It's a downer.
Well, it's like, I can't remember what year. It's been several years ago, many years ago, about 12, 13 years ago, my brother-in-law passed away.
So, mm-hmm.
And, of course, after that, my wife wanted to go and get our arrangements. And by arrangements, you know what I mean. You got to go get your stuff together for when you're going.
Right.
Well, you want to let's go do our stuff today? I said, well, if I can't find somebody to poke me in the eye with a stick, yeah, we'll go do it.
Yeah.
And we did it. Of course, that's a responsible thing to do, but not the most exciting thing for a Saturday afternoon.
You know, like legal things you got to take care of.
Yeah, we got a will. We got all that.
Yeah, we had children have a hard time organizing your documents, you know. I know, that's funny. Did you provide clear direction on how you wanted things to happen after you were gone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't, there mm-hmm. might be some disagreements, you know.
I had a friend. You know her.
Yeah.
You remember. I told you I knew her,
mm-hmm.
and she was in healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she knew she was going.
Uh-huh.
And we went to see her mother after she passed away, and her mother opened up the computer and showed me where she had written letters to everybody
mm-hmm.
and stuff she wanted done, and she had little smiley faces, and I'm like, dang, that's got to be hard knowing that, but it's good she did that because it helped people.
Right. But there's some very important things that you really need to be considering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking those steps toward providing the future,
mm-hmm.
what they need to do in the future when you're gone is important, and organization is a very important thing. So, you know, after all, time of grieving is hard enough.
Yeah.
You know, the last thing you would want to do is leave your loved ones with a stressful mess on top of
not the
grieving.
Stressful mess.
Yeah. So, you know, and loved ones, they have a hard enough time as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not an easy task, what we're talking about. You know, Elvis left a mess.
He did, and he probably didn't, you know, he didn't worry about money. He's handing out Cadillacs like it's bubblegum. You
uh-huh.
know, he didn't worry about money.
No, and, you know, he's a lovable guy.
Uh-huh.
And,
happy-go-lucky.
Everybody loves him. He's still loved to this day.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do what he did because the government guy have a... Now, okay, so his estate built up to $500 million, supposedly, but his daughter, the way we've talked about this in the past, she's just mm-hmm. about lost it all, you know?
Yeah, and that's bad. That's just bad management, right?
Yeah, there. It's just bad management. So, you know, this is a daunting task, you know, and it can be grueling and time-consuming, all this stuff. But if you work with a trusted financial person that can help you plan your estate along with your attorney,
uh-huh.
you won't have those problems.
Well, doggone it, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I know this dude. I know a guy that could help you with that.
Yeah.
His white-haired guy. What's his name? Oh, yeah, David Ernest. That guy, he is good at that. He could, you know, you could have probably saved the Elvis estate a whole lot of trouble.
I definitely would have advised him to put some money in the trust.
And you could have got maybe a couple Cadillacs and some jewelry, because he handed that out, too.
Uh-huh.
But if Elvis had just called your number, 279-7431, if he had just called.
Yeah.
Or somebody. I don't know. I can't remember what his girlfriend's name was.
Oh, Linda Thompson.
Linda Thompson. Linda has said, Elvis, honey, I'm going to
call.
You
know, he never married her.
He never did. And they had something on the other day and said and had her on there. And she's still a very nice-looking woman. You know, Elvis has been dead 40 years or more.
She 42. Was married to a woman.
She was married to a woman.
Later on.
I had no idea.
Bruce Jenner.
That I told you about the little meme I saw on Facebook. Had a picture of Howard Cosell.
Uh-huh.
He's standing between Bruce Jenner and OJ.
Uh-huh.
And the thing up on it says, "This is Howard Cosell. I just took a trip into the future. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you." Because Bruce is now a woman, and OJ is out looking for the real killers.
I know.
But, you know, and so, you know, that kind of stuff gets all crazy. And
I know.
But when stuff gets crazy, jumping back to the important stuff now,
right.
That's when you need somebody like David. Because, you know, that old deal, you can't see the trees for the forest. Because you're right there in the forest getting all choked down. David's out here looking in. He can see what's coming at you, and he knows what to do. All you have to do, and this is the hard part now, when you do this, the rest of it is going to be easy. Call David Ernest. 279-7431. Call him today. No, don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. You sleep better tonight. Trust me. 279-7431. And I thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to have a show on the 21st of December.
Oh, it's going to be
It's going to be fantastic.
That's going to be our holiday Christmas blowout, the Saturday before Christmas, out there at 2754
Bell Road.
Yeah. And we should probably mention Vicky's place.
Yeah. The affordable events.
And she's going to let us come in there, and we've got
Taekwondo.
Oh, we have an elf. Did I tell you that?
Well, we might have two or three elves.
We might have two, but we got one for sure who
really?
Just told me, yes, she would love to be an elf.
Oh, it's a she elf.
Well, where do you think other elves come from? I mean, you know, they just go, and they're there, you know. They got a life, too, you know.
Yeah.
They're not always making toys.
Yeah.
But they might be playing around. Anyhow, but
well, you know,
that's on the 21st. We'll talk more about that later.
And that's important that you put that date down, but it's also important that you think about putting down a date to update your will or put your medical directives on there. You know, and you say, what's a medical directive? Well, you know, if you were to get sick or something in the hospital or whatever.
Wanted to pull the plug or something.
Yeah.
Here's another example. My nephew, who's uncle on his father's side, just passed away. Got all the stuff, had a will, forgot to sign it.
Well, that didn't do much good.
It is limbo city right there.
Yeah, and it has to be witnessed. It has to be witnessed. Our notarization's the best thing, and witnessed. That's
but
the best way
that, to do that never happened, so he's got a big old mess. Of course, you'd never expect the Grim Reaper.
No.
You hear a knock on the door, you're thinking maybe it's like Jehovah's Witness or something, or pizza or something, but you don't never expect, like that one lady with a refrigerator on TV. You don't expect that.
You know, worst case scenario, if you don't even do anything but just write it down and sign, you know, in layman's terms, that's better than nothing.
Or if you're Howard Hughes, you have 8, 10, 12 wheels, and you give them to some guy you met on the road one night. That was a dirt road, too. I told you, bad things happen on dirt roads.
Well, he probably didn't have his fingerprints on him because he probably wore gloves.
What was his name? Dumar. I think that was his name. Melvin Dumar or something. I don't know if he ever got anything out of that or not.
I don't know, but that was a story for sure.
We need to do a show about Howard Hughes.
That would be a good show.
Yeah, we need to do that one night.
Yeah, we need to bring in one of those psychiatrists or psychologists or somebody to talk about those kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
No, we don't, because they'll take us somewhere.
Oh, no.
We won't never leave this room.
Padded rooms.
They'll take us away. No, this is a padded room. You never know.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of options you need to know about. You know, you say, well, I don't have enough money to put money in a trust. You know, if you've got any kind of money at all that's significant, you might, especially if you're wanting to make sure that it passes on down. Well, I say, well, you know, I did a will. I've got a will. Yeah, I know you might even have a will. But did you know that there's problems that could arise, like somebody could dispute your will, or maybe someone could take your money before you willfully or unwillfully left this world? It's called Medicaid, spend down. There's all these things, you know, long-term care and all these things. By the way, we're going to have someone on Monday come in and talk about long-term care. I know it's not the most exciting topic out there. You're going to, you know, well, they're just going to shoot me like a, you know, a horse with a broke leg. I'm not going to, for real. You really need to think about, you know, because people have lived in a long-term care facility or at home needing long-term care for years, especially if they're female.
Yeah.
Well, especially if they're female.
You know, we talked to, I cannot remember the young lady's name last night, who was a caregiver. And
that's right.
You know, that's a special person now that does that.
Do you know the most important insurance policy you can have that would cover most anything either before or after the long-term care benefits?
No.
Life insurance.
Oh, okay.
Because it will always, you know, it'll always replace what you've spent if you've got enough of it. But some of these new life insurance policies will actually push out chronic benefits or terminal benefits really, really, really fast. And, you know, I've seen this happen over and over and over. And it's a cheap way to insure your assets from, you know, not being, so they'll pass on down. The other thing you might want to talk about or talk to is an attorney about a trust.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an irrevocable trust. Those seem to work pretty good. But on and on and on. You know, Elvis didn't do any of it. He just sat on the throne and thinking about it, and, you know, then he was gone.
Elvis, you want to sign your will?
He just left a big mess.
No, man, we're having a clam bake. Clam bake. And Elvis, you need to sign your will. Oh, no, man, I got to go to Las Vegas. I'll be to Las Vegas. And he was just too busy.
And that's the way people are in their life. They're just too busy. You know, well, I'll save for my retirement someday. Well, no, I'm just real busy. I got to go to Vegas, and maybe that's going to be my retirement. I'll just gamble it away.
Yeah. Elvis, you want to figure out your medical stuff? Oh, no, man, I'm riding a motorcycle. Hey, Margaret. Oh, man, that was...
I've seen that motorcycle.
I tell you, I've seen Aunt Margaret. Hey, boy.
Oh, yeah, she was something back then.
She is still...
I know.
Stunning.
She's still stunning.
And look at those older ones, like a Sophia Loren still looks good.
Right.
And Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret Hamilton. No, that was the witch in Wizard of Oz. She, bless her heart, she made a living on her looks.
Yeah.
And did it well.
Let's have a trivia question.
Okay. Before we do that, though, I got something special. I didn't know if you knew this.
Okay.
I interviewed Joe Biden a little earlier. So what I'm going to do is kind of pick it up. Sort of when he's talking, and you'll hear me in here too. Okay,
I got hairy legs.
Turn get it out.
Blonde in the sun, and the kids used to jump on my lap and rub my leg down.
Yeah,
and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Yeah,
I tell you what. So I learned about roaches that jump on my lap.
Thank you. that's strange.
We don't need advisors like that in our life.
Well, you know, and in that same interview, this happened. It was so crazy. Nancy Pelosi runs in, and Joe just starts talking, and I didn't get in on this one. I was just shocked at what I saw.
So. Jump on my lap.
Don't mess with me. Oh!
So you see what my day's been. I've been doing it. Oh man, it's crazy. Jump on my lap.
Did you hear what all she had to say? It was terrible.
It would have been better if we had heard, you know, like jump on my lap.
Oh yeah, for real. At least we could have laughed instead of cried.
That was funny.
Right? Jump on my lap.
Don't mess with me.
Oh my gosh.
But I tell you, usually when people start throwing religion into it, the BS meter goes off.
I know.
But when she said that about being a good Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good Catholics don't
kill babies.
Yeah, I know. Just, you know, I never thought I've always had that stance that it's not a good thing, but I never thought I'd really talk about it that much because, you know, other people's business. But, you know, this crazy thing where you can abort the baby after it's born. That's nuts. That's crazy. That's biblical. I mean, they don't do that no more.
No.
You know, that's just they did that back then, but I think they've changed up since then. But it's just
I don't understand any of that. None of that makes any sense.
You know what
to
else
me.
I don't understand?
What's that?
Algebra. But that's a different thing altogether.
Well, I think we could understand that better. You know?
272-9228 if you'd like to call. And
well, we need to put the trivia question out there first.
Well, I was just going to throw that out there as a precursor.
Oh, okay.
Just for the heck of it there, just to see what would happen.
Jump on my lap.
Don't mess with me.
Oh! She's going to beat him to death. So, 272-9228, if you think you know the answer to this trivia question from our friend David Ernest. Ladies and gentlemen. David Ernest. There should have been a drum roll in there.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be simple.
Okay.
Real simple. What year? And don't go looking it up now.
Okay.
Because so what year did Elvis Presley die? And the month. What
Jump
year?
On my lap.
Don't mess with me.
No, that's not it.
I know the answer.
I do too.
But if you know, call us at 272-9228. What are they going to win? Or what are they going to go in the drawing?
We will let them have a $10 coupon for the steak place.
That sounds good.
Roadhouse Grill.
Roadhouse. Everybody loves the Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and I'd just like to, I mean, everybody's hearing me. They know I'm okay. I went to, I put on Facebook today that I was going to the Ann Street Walmart.
Facebook blew up. Everybody, don't go. Oh, God, you're going to, we'll come get you. Yeah, but yeah, I'm okay.
It's dangerous, man.
I'm okay.
It's very dangerous.
Let me get this ready. You keep talking.
Okay. Yeah. So what year, I remember where I was, and, you know, a lot of you folks probably remember where you were. I was driving down the interstate in a 1969 Cherry Apple Red Mustang.
Yeah.
And with my radio tuned up, and they said Elvis had died.
Mm-hmm.
What year and month was that?
Okay, well, I've got a problem here with my microphone. I've got somebody on the phone. I have not asked them their name. We're going to them live.
This All right.
is tightrope radio here. All right, sir. Who's this?
Marvin.
Hey, Marvin.
Marvin.
Marvin, I know you, Marvin. I don't even have to ask you your phone number or anything.
Okay, so Marvin's
That's
on the
right.
phone. And so do you have the answer to the question?
Yes, sir. He died August 1977. A week and a half after I moved to Prattville was in August 1977.
Okay, Marvin, you have got the winning ticket. You're going to get a Visa credit card for $10 off Texas Roadhouse, and you can have some peanuts with it.
I appreciate that.
All right, so you know how to get this to Marvin, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. I got Marvin's address and everything. You haven't changed your address, have you, Marvin?
No, no.
Still over there in Prattville?
Still in Prattville.
All right. Well, Marvin, we appreciate you listening.
All right.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Sir. Oh, Marvin. Now, we're going to check this other line here.
All right.
Do we have a consolation prize or anything?
Well, we'll put a drawing in for the end of the show.
Let's go to
A Folk O'Reilly's Pizza.
We're going to go to the Finn. All right, you're on the air. Who's this? Don't cuss.
I am Jeanette from Gilbert. Well, y'all don't know, probably. Do you know Jeanette Gilbert?
Did you get any of that?
So I'm a friend of theirs.
Ma'am, can you hear me? She's talking to somebody else.
I think it must be.
Hang on. I'm gonna dive out of that before she starts.
I don't know what that was.
I think we got in on line. Yeah, I killed him and he's in the backyard. Okay. Hey, get on over here. We're gonna.
All right, don't talk too loud. We'll be witnesses to unknown cause.
What was that movie? Dial M for Murder. You know.
I don't know what that
would be like a crazy zany Abbott and Costello movie or something. I could be like Bud. My dad thinks that Bud Abbott. And Lou Costello, he thinks Lou Costello is the funniest man on the face of the earth. He loves the Lou Costello stuff. Because Lou Costello would just, you know, there was one where he's supposed to whistle if something happens.
Mm-hmm.
He says, now I'm going to go over here and look for something. You whistle if something happens. And so he's looking around, there's a thing of crackers. So he starts eating these crackers. He's putting these crackers in his mouth.
And
it's
like, whistles.
It's like a ghost shows up or something. He's like... Oh, it's funny.
I know.
It's
funny. It would be kind of hard while it's cracker crumbs.
Okay, but that was Marvin. He knew the answer.
Yeah, and I know Marvin. So
he's not
going to get the...
Marvin the Martian, is he?
No. He's a good guy.
Isn't that lovely?
He's a good guy.
All right. Well, what you want to do now?
All right. Well, we could have one more trivial question.
Jump on my lap.
Don't mess with me.
Oh! Man, it hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, you got another question?
Okay. You know, we could talk about one of Elvis's trivial questions again. We know the year that he died, and we know the month.
Mm-hmm.
How old was he when he died?
Man.
Don't go look. How old was Elvis?
Well, I'm gonna call you out. I mean, everybody, people that don't even care know that, I bet.
Uh-huh. Anyway, call us in for a Folk O'Reilly's Pizza. But you might, you know, we may have another trivia question, so somebody will win it. It'll be put in the pot.
I remember where I was.
Where's that?
I can't do the math to figure how old I was. I was still in high school, but I was working at W.L. Dozier and Son Grocery out there near where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up at the front bagging groceries, and it come on the radio. And I had the radio on Y102. It's telling of things to come.
Yeah.
And Larry Stevens comes on, and he's talking about it. And they had this Elvis special that they had gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And it was licensed for one play. And it was, I remember he told me about it. It was on vinyl. They had to play it off a record.
Uh-huh.
And so they played it again. and they got like a cease and desist. So don't play that anymore. You haven't paid for it. But he said they played it because it was such a big deal. Okay.
Oh, we got another call.
I got another call. You keep them busy. I'll get
all right. Okay. You know, Elvis, he could have done a lot of things better. He was a nice guy. People loved him. Mm-hmm. He was a very talented musician. Yeah. But I think one of the reasons why he was so likable is why he was so popular, because he's just... And, of course, the women loved him because he was so good-looking, but he smiled and all these things.
I think a lot of it came from the fact that they were just, like, broke when he was here.
Yeah.
You know? Hang on a minute. We got a phone call.
All right.
All right. You're on the air, live, don't cuss. Who's this?
Oh, Lordy, I won't. This is Janice. I'm listening to you at work. I'm getting ready to get off here.
Okay, where are you working?
At the hospital. I do lactation.
She does lactation.
I heard
lactose.
Yes, I kind of figured that out, and I wasn't going to pursue it, but yeah. But I see we're milking it for all
it's worth. It's an art form that is not mastered by a lot of people, trust me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, that's why we
got... But Elvis died on August the 16th, and he was 42.
42. Yeah.
Exactly.
I like the way she said that.
Well, that's the
way
you do it.
That doesn't sound like she's... that didn't sound very Californian, Janice.
Well, I know. Well, I'm not Californian. I'm Alabamian.
I know.
All right,
well,
I don't have my feet on holy ground today.
There's one problem with you being over there in California.
I know. Just give it to somebody.
Oh, it's that, Janice.
We'll just eat it. We'll eat it.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll go. Yeah.
Well,
I tell you what, Janice. When you come back, I will owe you a Focarelli's pizza, okay?
Okay.
So
and
we'll
get
you one.
We might have a date for you. Hang on a second.
Jump on my lap.
Don't mess with me.
No, maybe not. Okay. Thanks, Janice.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. She's so sweet calling us all the time.
We have a lot of people that are a long way off listening to us. That's pretty impressive.
Lactation. All right. She's a lactation technician.
Yeah, she's a registered nurse, and she's very experienced.
So how many unregistered nurses are there out there? You're driving down the road, you get pulled over, you got a nurse next to you, and the cops says, that nurse registered? That nurse registered your name, sir? You have papers to say that? I just wondered.
You know, the nursing profession is one of the most honorable professions.
Well,
you know,
I'm going to tell you what. You know I'm nut. You know I ain't right.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the hospital, which has been the last several years, I've been in there a lot. The nurses come in. I'm talking about the male nurses.
Right.
The lady nurses. It's yes, sir, no, ma'am. That's from me. I'm like, thank you. I appreciate you. I had one, you know, I'm diabetic, and I have to take insulin.
Right.
And I prefer to give myself my shots in my stomach. I know that sounds terrible.
You give them yourself.
I give them myself.
Yeah.
But when you're in the hospital, they're funny about that. They want to give them to you.
And so I know.
And so I'm and
because they're liable.
Well, that's their deal. You know, they went to school for that. And so last time I'm over there, I got to do a shot, and the young lady comes in, and they always put that little gown on you. And so what I always do is I have Donna. A lot of times when I wind up in the hospital, I just like get stuck in there. I'm at the doctor and they send me on, but I get Donna to bring my shorts. I got like these little, you know, just shorts, you know,
right?
And I wear it under there. So I pull up this gown for her to give me a shot. She looks. She says, "Well, you're wearing shorts." I said, "Yeah, you don't want to see all that." I said, "I'm trying to be kind here.
Well, we didn't want to see all that with Joe Biden either."
You mean?
Jump on my lap.
Don't mess with me.
Okay, I better stop before it gets silly. Like 15 minutes ago. All right, it is 6:35 now. We've been having such a good time. We just blew by that little break we always take. We don't really have to take breaks, but we just do to give you a break from our voices. Do you have another trivia question?
Another trivia question.
Yeah.
I'll let you do one.
Okay.
Do you know one?
Want to do an Elvis one?
Go ahead if you know one.
Let's see. It's something
Or you could do a different one. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think about I was thinking of one last night, and I can't remember it.
Well?
If you got an Elvis one, go ahead. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
I'll do one about the financial stuff.
Okay, and then I'll think up another one.
Who is in control of your will when you die? What do they call that person?
I know that one. I'm getting ready to answer the phone, though.
We'll give them your pizza, Janice. Okay. I'm sorry. 272- I'll owe you one.
9228. That's 272-9228. Who is the person, or what is the person called, who is in charge of your will after you die? And am I correct in saying that usually the person who has passed on has chosen a person for that, or is this person appointed by the court, or...
That they've chosen them.
They've chosen them. So yeah. this is something special.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, they can choose alternates too. You know, like contingents is the word.
This person would be somebody who makes sure that the
and sometimes they can co-share it.
Uh huh.
You know. So, what's the word that this person's called?
272-9228. They're the carrier out of the will person.
Yes.
But it's one shorter word.
It's a professional word.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, the phone's right.
Oh, okay. We have a professional phone answer here.
Yes, kind of close to it. All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. Glad to have you on the air. Don't cuss. What's your name?
Quan.
Quan?
Uh-huh.
Now, is that your real name?
That is my real name.
How do you spell that?
Q-U-A-N.
Q-U-A-N. Now, I'm just curious. I would like to know what ethnicity is that name? Is that of Asian extraction? Is that Old English or family name?
Well, I'm African-American, so I don't know what you call it.
It's her name, man.
That's just Quan, man. What's wrong with you? Well, Quan, we are so glad to have you.
Yeah,
Q-U-A-N.
And since I don't want to ask her last name here, first of all, you got to answer the question, of course.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the answer to the trivial question?
I think so.
Well, okay. Throw it out there.
I have two answers in mind, but I'm going to go with my gut.
Okay.
Is it proxy?
No.
Power of attorney.
No.
Power of attorney is a good guess.
You're close.
That is not it.
That's not it.
Do you want to think a little bit, and I'll come back to you?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
If we don't get a winner, but I'll come back to you anyway.
Okay.
Got Quan on hold there. All right. You are on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? Don't cuss. Hello?
Has anybody answered the question?
No, sir. Not yet. Now, we got Quan on the other line. She's going to guess again if you miss it. So, this is your moment.
Executor.
You got it.
Hey, Quan, sorry, but this gentleman just got it. What's your name, sir?
Lynn Walker.
Lynn, if you will hang on for me just a minute, I'll get your information because we need your address and phone number and all that good stuff. Can you hang on for me?
Yes, sir.
All right, hang on. So Lynn's on 2, and we'll go to 3 and see what happens. Nobody home. All right. Okay, so let's go back to Quan. Now, bless her heart, she didn't win. Quan, did you hear that? Lynn got it.
I heard it.
Hey, how about we put Quan in for something we're drawing for later?
Okay.
Okay, I'll get all the information. We'll play something goofy, and I'll get the information while that's going on.
Okay.
Okay, hang on for me, okay?
Okay, well, thanks.
Okay, hang on. Don't go away. Okay.
Okay.
Got Lynn and Quan hanging on, and what I'm going to do, if you'll just keep them hopping for a second, I'll find something stupid to play.
Okay.
And that'll take up some time. And
okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, the executor, that was the right answer. That's the person who is in charge of your will. And they will take that will through probate. Now, probate is something that everything goes through except things sometimes that are assigned beneficiaries that can jump straight over. And, you know, there's certain types of deeds where, you know, like rights of survivorship and all these other kind of things. And, of course, insurance products, life insurance can jump through, don't even have to go through that hoop, so the executor doesn't have to worry about it. And, of course,
IRAs that go through annuities. Don't have to worry about if you're titled the if it's titled correctly with the beneficiary. And then you've got contingent beneficiaries in case something happens with that person. And on and on and on. And these are the things that you need to know about, because if you don't know, I have had this happen where someone got a divorce. Now listen to me now.
Uh-huh.
Got a divorce and forgot to change the beneficiary on their will, on their life insurance and on their IRA. Guess who got the money?
I can just imagine it was
their
person.
Ex that they didn't want to get it.
That's
so
sad.
That's just one example. So if you don't know if your stuff's titled correctly, mm-hmm. call me, 279-7431. We will make sure that goes to the right person. We may have to refer it to an attorney, but we will make sure that if it's an IRA or something like that, a life insurance policy, that it's titled correctly.
Make sure the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Okay, we're going to play a little something here. We've had some requests about this one, but we're going to play it anyway. And I'll talk to Quan and Lynn, and we'll be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. She had been working on impeachment and a fifth of Maker's Mark. Said she had to go to Walmart, and away she went zigzagging across the park. When we found her Christmas morning, down there by the railroad tracks, she had that same bug-eyed look on her face and incriminating Trump marks on her back. Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming.
Why, yo.
That's what good Republicans believe. Now all the Dems, they are looking just to see what they can see. Who was it snuffed out Nancy? And Hillary hollered, well, don't look at me. Just who was the guilty party that knocked Nancy off her pegs? Bernie Sanders asked Joe Biden. All Joe said was,
and by the way, you know, I got hairy legs.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. Now AOC has lost her role model. Hear her moan a mournful moan. Now it seems that in the future, she'll just have to be a dumbass on her own.
No.
And poor old Lizzie Warren. This whole thing just has her miffed. She says they should start an investigation. So somebody go and wake up Adam Schiff. Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe.
Everybody now.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. Y'all help make America great again. Vote Trump 2020.
Merry Christmas.
Anybody ask me how long that song is? I'll say two phone calls, two names, addresses, phone numbers, and zip codes. We were talking to Quan and Leonard. Leonard's over there. Well, I'm not going to say where he was. I think he's going to keep that secret. But he got something from Focarelli's Pizza. What did he get? I bet it was pizza. And Quan got a one-month membership at Anytime Fitness. So they just got well right there. And, hey, you too, both of you, you're cordially invited to come see us on the 21st out there at Bell Road, out there. What is that shopping center?
It's called the Bell Road Shopping Center.
The Bell Road Shopping Center.
That's what we call it.
That's a good name.
But I don't know that that's really its name, but that's what we call it.
If you named it the Boulevard Shopping Center, but nobody.
Well, it's right next door to the CVS that's on Vine Road. So it's right there at the corner of Vine Road and Bell Road.
Yeah.
And the Taekwondo, this kid karate thing, it faces the front. And then the affordable events is right there, kind of right next door to him. And this is going to be fun. We're going to have all kinds
Santa,
of Santa Claus. We're going to probably have a jumpy house. I don't know if that's what you really call them.
Jumpy, bouncy, whatever.
We'll put it inside, and we're going to have the band on the inside.
That's the Rhythm Aces.
The Rhythm Aces. And then we're going to have Slap Out Bob's going to come again. Uh-huh. And, of course, Rick and the Elves.
We've got an elf come, and we know one.
Rick and the Elf, then.
There may be more.
Well, we've reached out to the North Pole, and maybe one or two more will come.
This should probably be.
I think these will all be female elves.
This should probably be a multi elf event here.
Yes.
Of course, you know if you got a watch out if you get an elf with horizontal stripes because that's a work release.
But Santa Claus is always ready for anything that might happen, like getting stuck in a chimney, stuck on a roof, or whatever. Are you ready for anything that might happen? Is your will done? Have you got your directives done? But more importantly, do you have your beneficiaries correct on your life insurance, on your annuities, on your IRAs, on your bank account? Do you have it where it will go straight to them and bypass probate? And if you do not have it where it won't do that, do you at least have it named on a will so that if it does go through probate, it won't go to your favorite, or disfavorite, should I say, uncle?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do. And if you haven't done these things, I offer my services for free to you if you will call me at 279-7431. And all I ask is that you let me show you something that would put a little magic in your retirement plan and make it work better than you are accustomed to. And then you'll have a holiday cheer.
There you go. What's that number again?
279-7431.
That's what I thought. And if you'd like to talk to us, call in, just shoot the breeze, talk about Elvis, whatever you want to do, give us a call at 272-9228. That's the number here in the studio. And, we don't have Grasshopper and Grasshopper Papa here tonight. Usually we're off on Friday. I might not have told them.
Well, may not. But you know what?
We have
found a young Elvis. And, you know,
he does look a lot like
I know it. So for you guys that come to her event at 2754 Bell Road.
We ought to know that by now.
I know it. It's a tongue twister. Maybe, just maybe, you would be someone that we could find that's talented.
Uh-huh.
And we have, believe it or not, we do know some people in Nashville, and we do know some people in California.
We actually found a conjurer today.
Yes, we did.
Is he going to be there? We were talking to him. I don't know if he's going to be there or not.
He might. He might.
But he's a very popular local conjurer.
I know it. So, because of this, you never know. We put you on TV, you might be the star of the century. You know?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We're going to be taping for another episode of the Health and Wealth Show on ABC 32, and it's over there on the CW as well. CW is at 4:30 on Sunday morning, and ABC 32 is at 5:30 on Sunday mornings. But you're saying, gee, Rusty, I don't get up that early. I have a life, and I like to sleep. Well, you can set your DVR. and tape it and watch it later. Bring the friends in. Get some chips and some wings and just sit there and marvel that anybody can get on television.
Right, that's right.
The Health and Wealth show. I think they're pretty funny.
You know, they used to have these TV shows that were local, you know, like, what was that, Cousin something they had here?
No,
that's in Birmingham.
They had one here. It was Captain Zumar.
Okay, because where I grew up in Chattanooga, it was the Bob Brandy show.
Now,
but, you know, every local place had that. We're going to do this kind of thing again. We're going to put all the kids on TV.
I would be remiss if I did not mention Young World. Now, do you remember Young World?
Yes, I remember.
Marge Payne, possibly one of the sweetest people, woman, whatever,
people
to walk the face of this earth. A lady who would tell a strapping 32-year-old young man to sit up straight and fix his collar for him while he's sitting there.
If we could get all the kids to stand still, we'll put them all on television and give them probably a Little Debbie cake.
We got Little Debbie cakes?
Well, I mean, that's what they did at the Young World, wasn't it?
I don't know I don't remember.
Or maybe whatever they gave them.
I would have been down there. But, you know, Rich Thomas, I think, was on Young World at one point. And I know Dan Atkinson was. He was a weatherman, too. I think that was a weatherman initiation where you had to... And, you know, Dan's passed away. He was such a nice guy.
Man, was he.
But that was the local one that I remember. And because they always showed a couple of Bugs Bunny
cartoons. Ever meet his wife? His wife's a nice person.
I have never met her. Last time I
really
saw
nice lady.
Him was here. We did one of the old radio get-together things. It's been several years ago. And his voice was so faint. But it was almost a whisper. He's already sick. But just, you know, had that look in his eyes, always saying something funny. He was a nice guy.
But you talk about having a look in the eyes. We want the kids to have a look in their eyes, you know, that they're having fun. But also we want to get across some messages. You know, are you ready for, if something was to happen for your family, make sure you got, if it's just as simple as changing a beneficiary so that the government won't get some of it or a lot of it, why not do it?
Yeah.
It's not that difficult, and it's not expensive. It's cost you nothing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to teach the kids to put a little away for a rainy day.
That's right.
You know, I know kids get an allowance now. We got to live at the house. That's what we got to eat and stay there, and they gave us clothes.
Right.
But, and they didn't...
That's an allowance.
They didn't, like, hurt us or anything. So I guess, you know...
That's an allowance.
I guess so, or an allotment. I don't know. But I know kids get an allowance. Now, I saw something the other day, and somebody said something smart about it, but I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
This woman had her little girl at Walmart, and the little girl had a debit card.
Really?
Well,
a real one?
Yeah. And so the mama would give the little girl money, and they would go to the bank, and the little girl, she was like 7 or 8 years old, and the little girl would go in there and put her money on her debit card, and they would go to the store, and if she wanted something, she would get her debit card, and her mother would say, now, how much do you have on there? Because the kids knew, because she
that's
put the money.
Wonderful.
I've got $10. Well, that's $3. You can get that and still have money left over.
Yeah.
And somebody said something snarky about it. I'm like, you know, that kid is learning.
I like it.
That's a valuable, lesson.
I think that is really being a parent right there, a good parent. So
now, don't get them a credit card.
No.
Get them a debit card.
Give them a responsible card.
Yes. And a lot of grown people don't give them a credit card because they could sink the ship there. Yeah. But we're about ready to wrap it up, man. What you got going on this weekend?
Well, you know, this is getting closer and closer to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And everything.
You got some shopping to do, don't you?
That's right. But, you know, let's see. Tomorrow is a day that will live in infamy.
Have I let that pass by? We'll have to do something Monday, some sort of something I can put together, because I just didn't even think about that. That is so sad. December 7th,
1941.
And it was truly a day.
I've actually been there and seen, I think it's the Missouri that's sunk.
There's a bunch of them. I know there's one that is under the water, and there's a like a monument a built monument on top built of it, and right. you can actually see the ship.
Right.
And these people, these folks that were out there, they're still down there.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to tell you a little joke.
Okay.
And this is the truth. We were there as tourists, you see, and we're looking around, and I looked around, and all I saw were Japanese. Now, nothing's wrong with that, except I told my wife, I said, I thought we won the war. See, Japan is only...
Japan's
I can be funny, too.
Japan's like a 20-minute drive from Pearl Harbor.
Well, I think it's 2,000 miles, but, you know, they come and see it, too, you
But,
know?
You know, you got to think about this. We weren't actually at war with probably those people and their people from that time.
Yep, yep.
We were at war with the Empire of Japan, the government.
Exactly.
And actually, you know, World War II actually lasted a lot longer than 4 years. We just got in on the tail of it.
I know.
Roosevelt tried to keep us out as long as he could, and there was we got attacked, and we pretty much, you know, had to go, you know.
Yeah.
But, I can see where that... Of course, you know, you see the story where the guy that was the guard at the prison camp meets the guy that was the prisoner later on, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the way life turns back on itself.
Right.
But I got something special for you to play as we go out.
All righty.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to do it, and we will be back Monday evening. We got a special guest, if you'll take about 10 seconds and tell me about that.
Yeah, we got a long-term care expert that's coming, and he's going to answer all the questions that you might have about long-term care insurance and how to avoid losing your assets. So be sure you be ready to call and ask him all those difficult questions that you might have in your mind.
Okay, that's going to be Monday here on the program, and we thank you for tuning in. And you have been listening to David Ernest's, got to get that in, David Ernest's Health and Wealth Show here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Christmas.
What? Christmas?
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it's the king himself.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. Christmas. Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling down. Christmas. Well, you be a real good looking girl. Santa Claus is back in town. Christmas. Got no sleigh with reindeer. No sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, the Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. Christmas. Well, you be a real good little baby. Santa Claus is back in town.
Christmas.
Put a stocking.